a fine performance of Paganini's Concerto for Violin and Orchestra No. 2 in B minor. Performing were violinist Salvatore Accardo and Charles Dutoit conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra. 32 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, let's head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is artist and jewelry maker Roz Lecomte, here to talk about the Arts and Fleas, which takes place during Art Walk. There is a second Saturday Art Walk this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. February is off to a really brisk start culturally. And I know some people listening may remember the phrase Arts and Fleas. It's been around for a little while, but you all have a new place, a permanent place.
Yes.
So maybe before we talk about that place, tell us just a bit about the history of Arts and Fleas and how you all got started and what it is. What does it add to Art Walk?
Okay. Arts and Fleas was started in 2011 by a friend of mine, Twyla Trahan. She just got married and moved away, so I kind of took the reins. And it's basically a local pop-up arts market, and it features local artists that kind of don't have the standard pieces that belong in art galleries. And so it was created to
To give a space for people who, like you said, that don't have a gallery and they may not be considered fine art or, you know, it's an interesting little niche there. And we're all very familiar with these artists from festivals. Mm-hmm. We encounter them so often at festivals. But outside of festivals, it's sometimes very hard to encounter their art.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a wonderful addition to Art Walk here in Lafayette.
Yes.
So how did she start that off? Where did you all set up the market?
The first ones, I believe, were near the French Press. And then we were doing them outside of Bolt. And it was really wherever she could get permission to set up.
So you had no home.
Yes. Yeah. We were kind of transient for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And so when I took over, I contacted the Downtown Lafayette Unlimited, and we partnered up, and they kind of gave us permission to set up permanent shop. And our new location is going to be at Parc de Lafayette on Jefferson Street.
And if people don't know exactly where that is, describe what it is.
Okay, it's the little walkway to the parking tower with the little stage and the waterfall.
Mm-hmm. So describe the kind of art. I mean, I'll describe it as art we encounter at festivals, but describe the range of artwork that people can encounter at Arts and Fleas.
Okay, it's a lot of handmade things. It's either handmade or vintage. Mm-hmm. That's what the Fleas part incorporates, is the repurposed or the vintage items, which is so much fun because it's always different. We have a lot of handmade jewelry, handmade soaps, prints, knitted items, vintage clothing and jewelry, stained glass, pottery, and junk art, I call it.
Recycled, repurposed.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to, you were saying that will cycle through. It's actually a very small space in Parc de Lafayette. So each art walk, people will encounter different
things.
Artists.
Yes, I'm trying to provide a variety of things and not have the same vendors every month. And so we only have about 8 to 10 spaces available. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to sign people up, you know, throughout the year ahead of time and kind of move them around and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it'll be different every time you come.
So how will it be set up? You'll have tables out there?
Yes, mm-hmm. tables and lights and
heaters.
Heaters.
Hopefully it's going to be beautiful weather. It'll be beautiful weather. Yeah. And I believe there's going to be music set up in that little stage each time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Downtown Lafayette Unlimited has set up bands every week. So that'll definitely draw a lot of attention to people walking by, and it'll be entertaining, and it's another art form. Mm-hmm. For the art walk.
So different kinds of music you can expect to encounter there.
I'm not in charge of that part, so I'm not too sure, you know, who's going to be there. Mm-hmm. But surely it will be different and interesting every month.
Mm-hmm. And so are you hoping to arrange an interesting selection each time so it isn't all stained glass and isn't all jewelry one time?
Yes, totally. As many artists as I can, you know, find. I have a list of about 30, but I'm still searching for for more artists that need to get out into the community and expose, you know, the community to their art form.
Right. And I guess especially those not only who are not associated with a gallery, but perhaps have not juried into other organizations.
Yes.
and may need a place to get their work out.
Yes.
So people
it's
can
really
see what they do.
The only opportunity, you know, to set up a table and get out there in the public, mm-hmm. besides a couple of other consistent things. This is the only consistent arts market, and it's vital,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. If you are just tuning in, my guest is artist Roz LeCompte, who is in charge of scheduling artists at the Arts and Fleas, which will now be permanently located in downtown Lafayette for each art walk. And as you mentioned earlier, before we got on air, this is the weekend before Valentine's Day.
Yes.
So especially good time to go to art walk, uh-huh. and look at art and maybe pick up some.
All you lovers, mm-hmm. come and pay attention.
Mm-hmm, to things that are there, mm-hmm. Little sussies and goodies. So, yes, the Saturday art walk before Valentine's Day is always a
yes.
great time to go and should be a really nice time. So there's no admission. You don't have to pay admission to go into Parc
oh, no.
de Lafayette.
No. So, you just roam freely. And
roam freely amongst the artists.
Yeah.
Now, you're wearing a piece of your art, and I wanted to ask you just a bit about yours. I encountered you and another artist, Naomi Celestin,
uh-huh.
Who used to live in this area and perhaps I think travels here uh-huh. quite a bit as well. And the two of you are kind of mixing music and art, which mm-hmm. is rather interesting. Describe what your art is.
I make jewelry out of broken drum cymbals. And the idea came to me through my husband. He made me a piece, a necklace for my birthday, and he's a percussionist. So he totally stepped into my world of jewelry design, which I don't think I could ever play him a song. So I was totally in tears and impressed. And and so he, you know, gifted me two things, the awesome necklace that I have to keep forever and the idea. Of doing it, of mixing my two favorite worlds. Both my parents are musicians, so I grew up around music my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess always wished I was a musician.
Well, you're getting as close as you can
yeah.
and wearing that art. I guess we should mention your husband is percussionist Colin Gallion,
mm-hmm.
who started the board
mm-hmm.
and so is very involved in the world of music. Describe why that, in addition to all of the family connections,
mm-hmm.
what is it about that making art jewelry out of a musical instrument? What does that make you feel like?
Well, I don't know. It's just so familiar to me because mm-hmm. my father is a percussionist also.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea of giving something a second life, which is why I named it Second Line Jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And it represents, you know, my home.
Mm-hmm.
And they carry a vibration, you know. That's what I say, rock star sweat included, you know. I try to leave a little bit of that on there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, there is always that with artifacts that people have touched, that
mm-hmm.
that remains something of it.
Mm-hmm.
So each piece has been making a lot of great music and probably different kinds of music as well.
Yeah, I'm going to mm-hmm. try to really keep track of whose cymbals I use
mm-hmm.
so that people can know, you know,
yeah.
where it came from.
Include that in the box, you know, a little piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
certified playing jazz.
That's right.
You'll feel the jazz vibrations or whatever kind of music.
Uh-huh.
So I imagine you'll be at Arts and Fleas sometimes with
yes.
your work.
I'll be there as much as I can,
mm-hmm.
For sure. So
right.
I'm excited.
Well, another opportunity to experience, engage with, bring home some Lafayette art with Arts and Fleas.
Mm-hmm.
Again, giving us an opportunity to meet with artists who we might otherwise only see during festivals. And we have that opportunity this coming Saturday to experience the new home of Arts and Fleas
mm-hmm.
In Parc de Lafayette. And that will be there every second Saturday art walk.
Yes, and we're going to be there from 5:00 to 10:00. So a little before and a little after to give, because before it was only, you know, a couple hours, and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
when you lug stuff around and set it up, and you know, it's a lot of work
too.
So. Yeah.
Now, how long does the music play? Is that just during the art walk period, or
I would imagine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, I'm just in charge of the visual art, so okay. I would imagine.
People will have a chance to see. So from 5 until 10, mm-hmm. each art walk mm-hmm. In downtown Lafayette, in Parc de Lafayette, Arts and Fleas. Are you going to have a web presence that will let people know who's going to be down there?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, and you can just search Lafayette Arts and Fleas to find it. And I'm trying to, get all the artists' information up there before the event so you kind of know who to expect and what their work is and stuff like that. And, announcements and, and stuff like that. And then I have an email address if there are any artists out there that need a place to be seen. And that is secondlinejules@gmail.com.
All right, or they can message you through the Facebook page as well.
That's probably easiest.
So Lafayette Arts and Fleas, and you can keep up with the roster of cycling artists at Arts and Fleas each second Saturday art walk.
Yes.
So like that page and keep checking it. And as Roz said, if you are interested in showing your work, either message through Facebook or that email address, and you can get in touch with her. Again, my guest, artist and jewelry maker Roz LeCompte, now in charge of scheduling for Arts and Fleas at Parc de Lafayette during Second Saturday Art Walk. Well, I know there are going to be a lot of people very happy about that, and it just enriches our experience of Art Walk and our encounters with the various so many talented artists here in our community.
We needed a stage.
Yes, that's good. It's another stage, stage for artists. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you all and your roster of artists this coming Saturday starting at 5 o'clock in Parc de Lafayette and each month thereafter.
Yes, thank you, Judy.
Thank you so much.